It is time for us to check sports and bring in none other than Mike Cozzi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
Good.
How'd you do with the track?
Good.
I could tell.
Julien Leparoux, the ace of pace.
I can tell by your first good that you did kind of the track.
it was a profitable weekend, followed up by a nice $200 daily double yesterday.
Well, then you can't complain about that then.
No, I can complain. Oh, we're going to complain,
okay. But
we'll get to that.
All right, well, here's my first complaint. We're starting baseball season. Spring
when
training.
When did it start? Tuesday?
Yeah, very soon. And one of the lead stories in the sports world is the NFL, that they're going to expand.
Yeah, baseball's been non-existent this spring for whatever reason.
But they're going to expand the regular season to 17 games in 2021.
Did the players' union approve it yet?
Supposedly, the owners are approving it, and they have already talked with the players about this. But I don't know. I think if they're going to expand the regular season, I think they're going to have to cut back on the preseason. I don't think players.
I heard they were. Or they were only going to have three games.
Well, they should cut back to two games. It was more apparent than ever this year that preseason is more important than adding an extra game.
I think they should just play four games and then have like 87 rounds of playoffs.
That's right. But really, it's just crazy. I mean, if anything last season proved was that if they don't have, in general, a training session, if they don't have a couple of games, there were far more injuries last year. I think it was almost 33% more injuries than the year before. I mean, it was just obvious that the players weren't ready to play.
I heard about the 17 games, but I didn't hear the reason behind it.
Neither did I, but I just thought it's an awful
17. That's a freaky number, 17.
It's the NFL, the No Freaking Logic League. So.
Yeah, here it is again.
It just pops right out at you again.
Yep.
All right, so now the Devils defeated the Bruins, by the way, yesterday.
The Devils always have one team that they play tough, no matter how bad they are. This year it turns out to be the Bruins. They played them close just about every game they played them and won a few of them. Very, very strange.
Rangers fell to the Capitals 5-4.
Yep, they were getting slammed early, cut to one, stayed at one.
The Islanders are taking on the Penguins today.
They're the team.
Once again.
They're the only hope.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you said that. Now, once again, I watched sports, okay? I watched sports news. You know, even on the NBA coverage on on ESPN, which is all NBA all the time, every sports writer and every sports announcer is really overlooking the fact that the Knicks are going to make the playoffs, and it's a dramatic turnaround.
Don't say they're going to make the playoffs. This is like saying my horse is going to win at the eighth pole. Something happens and it don't. They got about a half a season yet, don't they?
A little under a half a season.
Well, and they're only two games out of not being in the playoffs. It's not like they've got that 10-game lead over the bottom line.
Yeah, but
they only got a two-game lead.
They're only a couple of games out of third place in their division, though.
They're only a couple of games out of not making a playoffs.
They're
just as close to not making it as to being in third. That's the big discrepancy in the NBA.
I just don't
jinx the Knicks yet.
I just think that everybody piled on the Knicks when they were absolutely horrible. Piled on them, and I don't. You can still pile on Dolan, but
I agree, but. I mean, you can't start popping the champagne yet.
No,
and they're only making the playoffs. They're not like winning the championship.
Well, at least,
but like you're saying, there's progress.
At least in the local media, they should be getting some big ink, and they're not. It's just ridiculous.
The Knicks are in fourth. They're 5.5 games out of third. The Knicks are in fourth. They're two games away from being ninth. So. They are better. Absolutely, they're over 500 after 46 games. That's a major, major accomplishment. And like we said Friday, it's because they have new blood and the cancer has been removed. Now they need to take the next step. They need to become competitive for a championship, at least to get to a championship round in the Eastern Conference. They're not there yet, but they can be there soon. and they are playing better. But by no means are they in a playoff yet. What's today's date? Today's date, the 29th?
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down. That's the day Marshall jinxed the Knicks.
Okay. All right. And in baseball, the Yankees announced their starting rotation, Cole, Kluber, and Domingo Germain.
Good luck.
All right. So now, what's on your mind?
Well, two things. Oral Roberts, Arkansas, was a hell of a game Saturday, and Oral Roberts had to get had the lead for most of the game and just fell short. The one kid put up a three-pointer to win it with, like, zero on the clock, bounced off the front rim. Very, very good effort by Oral Roberts. A 15 seed almost made it into the Elite Eight, and they were just unlucky, if you will, to not get there. Arkansas won by the skin of their teeth for the second time in the tournament. They're a team that's going to be eliminated in the next game. You could go to the bank with that one. Now to the races. The 13th race was the first one we picked. I said Billy Mott would win the race. Billy Mott won the race, beating the favorite in the last jump. The one Warlike Goddess paid $13.20. His other horse that I said would run good ran decent, ran fourth, just didn't fire in the stretch. But the one came on like a locomotive for Julian Leperu, who had three wins on the grass this weekend down at Gulfstream in the stakes races, and yours truly was on all three of them. So, Julian, thank you very much. The snails are in the mail. Now talking about the Florida Derby. For people that never saw a horse race, please try to rewatch the Florida Derby. Let me preempt that by saying, if Shug McGahee told the jockey, Jose Ortiz, one of the James brothers. Everybody remembers who the James brothers were, right? The robbers of the Midwest that got away with everything. Unless Shug McGahee instructed him to ride that way, this was the biggest coup since the night they raided Minsky's. Jose Ortiz, on the favorite and one of the co-favorites for the Kentucky Derby, greatest honor, got the horror trip of horror trips. The three consecutive races this horse won, he was off the rail, outside horses, around the turn, down the stretch, in the middle of the track, taking him out of trouble. This horse was on the rail the entire time, got checked twice, really never had a chance to run till late in the race. So the trip beat the horse. And guess who won the race, Marshall?
Who?
Jose Ortiz's brother, Irad Ortiz. Now, New York has a rule in racing that it's the Katie Davis-McCarthy rule. They got married. They were jockeys. They got married. Now, anytime two of them are in the race, New York makes you run them as a coupled entry, okay? I don't see why, and my point is because these Ortiz brothers get away with murder. They constantly run interference for each other. They constantly do questionable things so the other one has an advantage, and that was no more evident than in the Grade 1 Florida Derby on Saturday. You watch the trip that the 7 horse got, and to a man, when I was leaving the track, everybody was saying, what the heck was that? That's how obvious it was. So I'd be highly shocked that if Shug McGahee leaves Ortiz on this horse for the Kentucky Derby, I think a fella named Rosario is going to ride this horse, unless, like I said, Shug made this guy ride the horse this way on Saturday because the horse was already in the Derby. But very, very questionable ride, and just so happens his brother wins the race. Not saying it was fixed, saying these two guys are criminals.
You can set it up for, yeah, you get, that's one thing about horse racing. If you get two guys and they're on two decent horses and they're working together, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, I mean, and it's we've been saying it all spring, me and my fellow gamblers at the track, how these two guys get away with murder, and it was obvious in the Florida Derby that greatest honor did not get the greatest ride in the race. Very, very, very questionable ride.
All right. Anything else in sports?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
This weekend's a big weekend. You got three Derby preps, the Santa Anita Derby, the Wood Memorial in New York, and the Bluegrass at Keeneland. Right. Keeneland opens Friday with people.
All right, so we'll be talking horse racing on Friday.
Absolutely.
All right, Mike, have a great day and week.
You got it. Take care, guys.
Mike Gossie this morning with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.